Good morning, Mike.
Congratulations on Saturday night. You've got to be pretty proud of a solid campaign.
Well, it was a very interesting campaign, highly competitive. I think all focused on the issues, and I think that's why getting a strong result for National indicates direction New Zealanders want to go in. It was a vote for progress, and now we get to negotiate some kind of agreement with Mr. Peters to form a strong government.
It's not good MMP, though, is it? Because he's holding you guys to ransom as opposed to, say, you and ACT or Labor and the Greens, where you know eventually it's going to work out. He's got you by the short and curlies, and that's with a bloke with only 9 seats.
Look, I wouldn't call it holding to ransom. It's what the system requires the parties to do, and it's up to the leaders of the parties to take the responsibility of understanding the balance that the electorate is after. And we, you know, on the books, we have, 57, 58 seats, which is just a bit short of a majority. That's a pretty clear indication of direction. Mr. Peters has some long-standing issues and no doubt some more recent ones where he'll expect a government to reflect those positions, and that's all quite manageable.
Is it? He wants a port move to Northland. I assume you're not doing that. He wants massive cuts to immigration. I assume you're not doing that either.
Well, we're not going to be negotiating through the media with him. We'll do the respective speaking to him first. But that part of the negotiation process is to ascertain just what he thinks is really important to him. Understanding the broad balance of how the electorate voted.
So your man calls his man over the weekend. Are we not a bit small? There's only 4.5 million of us. It all sounds a bit pompous. Why don't you just ring him up and go, let's have a drink and see how we go?
Well, I'm sure we'll get to that stage. But just bear in mind, this is our first thing Monday morning. It was an intensive campaign, a big night on Saturday night. And I think we all need a bit of time just to clear our heads and get on with the detail of how to actually get through this process. So, look, I'm not at all concerned about that. Mr. Peters has indicated he doesn't want to rush. That gives us time, actually, to look through all the policies and see where the common ground is.
I reckon he'll go the crossbenches with you, because who wants to do a coalition deal now? I mean, there's not been a coalition deal done in this country that's worked out well for the minor player, has there?
That's going to be part of the negotiation, I'm sure. They'll, the smaller parties always have to, keep in mind how it works being in with a larger party. But he's an experienced politician. He's done this before. He'll come to his own judgments about that.
And if it was crossbench, you've got 3 years worth of nightmare, haven't you? Because every time you want to do something, you're going across to Winston, going, "Hey, can we have?" And he's going to extract something from you each and every time, isn't he?
I wouldn't make an assumption about where he's going to go. This is, again, what the process of the negotiation is about.
Are you worried about time? And in the sense that, yes, you can take your time, but after a while, markets, dollars, all of those sort of things start to go, you know what, we need some action.
And Mr. Peters has indicated that I think he understands that. I mean, he's indicated, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, he'd expect we would expect to get some kind of to some kind of position. The public focus on it, I think, will be a bit of a discipline on all of us to make sure that we're resolving issues rather than sitting on them.